Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and each year I find myself thinking about the presidential turkey pardon and how ridiculous they've become. This year, the spared duo were named Mac and Cheese, and the president said, quote, "I'm here to announce that I'm sure will be the most talked about executive action this month. Today I'm taking action fully within my legal authority, same taken by Democratic and Republican presidents before me, to spare lives of two turkeys, mac and cheese, from a terrible and delicious fate." He added, quote, "If you're a turkey and you're named after a side dish, your chances of escaping today's dinner are pretty low. So these guys beat the odds. They'll get to live out the rest of their days respectably at a Virginia estate. Some would call this amnesty, but there's plenty of turkey to go around." So listen, that's our president with his ridiculous statement. But anyway, I've always viewed the act of the presidential pardoning of turkeys as silly and harmless. But is there more to it than that? Does its symbolism do anything positive or negative for the welfare of animals or how we view them? Well, Karen Davis, president of United Poultry Concerns, has wondered about this as well. And she's the author of More Than a Meal, The Turkey in History, Myth, Ritual, and Reality. Welcome to the program, Karen.
Thank you, Dr. Kirshner. Lori, I'm delighted to be on your show today. Thanks so much for having me.
Karen, what, in your view, is the significance of the yearly act of presidential pardons of turkeys?
Well, there are those who say it is just a silly, gimmicky kind of ritual that doesn't have any deep meanings, and that it's to entertain children, and basically it's just a superficial, innocuous kind of event. But as you just read, the names of the turkeys, Mac and Cheese, this year's presidential turkeys, the main turkey and the backup, are given names that definitely draw attention to the idea of eating animals and how embedded eating animals is in our society. And it draws attention to how demeaningly we view and treat certainly animals considered food in our society, and turkeys, sad to say, epitomize that demeaning, derogatory spirit that we bring to them. And when I was considering writing More Than a Meal, The Turkey in History, Myth, Ritual, and Reality, I was driven by two main things or ideas. One was, I wanted to talk about who turkeys really are, what I've learned about them from having adopted them into our sanctuary at United Poultry Concerns over the years, and what I have learned about them firsthand as well as through extensive reading about their intelligence and their highly sophisticated emotions and social life and all of that. And then secondly, but equally, I was fascinated by how in the run-up to Thanksgiving each year, the press just goes wild denigrating the turkey.
Yeah.
To me, it's like you're sticking it to the turkey metaphorically as a form of foreplay and run-up to the actual sticking it to the turkey in the form of carving the turkey on the table. And, of course, the turkey has been having his or her throat cut throughout the year, and certainly 46 million or so undergo that horrible throat cutting procedure in the run-up to Thanksgiving Day. So you're looking at a verbal and metaphorical equivalent of the brutality and cruelty of actually sticking a knife first in a live bird and then into a dead body on a table by making fun of the turkey, and in particular, the press will make jokes about how small the turkey's brain is. I mean, these are journalists who don't even know a darn thing about turkeys at all. They're just passing on from one to another a ritual formula that they don't even investigate for the most part. And then you have the horrible life that these birds live with their mutilated beaks and their mutilated toes and their filthy conditions they're forced to live in, and then being grabbed upside down by their legs, thrown into transport crates, and hauled off to slaughter plants where they're subjected to severe electric shocks while they're still alive, conscious and breathing, thrown into skull tanks after their throats are partially cut, where they're forced to hang upside down for 90 seconds or so in fully conscious in order and alive in order for their hearts to pump out blood, and then dead or alive, often alive, they are thrown into scalding water tanks where they struggle violently, as do chickens. Their eyeballs often pop out of their eye sockets, and it's just a horrible experience. And when we know all this, and then we look at things like the actual Thanksgiving dinner with this corpse who embodies nothing but misery and assault and cruelty and every form of degradation and humiliation you could heap upon a creature. And then when you look at the presidential pardoning ceremony, which is a mean, ugly ceremony that is maybe not fully consciously registered as such by the public, who really doesn't care about turkeys and doesn't care, but enjoys the sport of making fun of this bird. So there are various complicated emotions that are involved in this single performance, in the Rose Garden at the White House. And certainly a couple of things to consider are that when one turkey is pardoned by the President of the United States, it's a mockery of the turkey. It's a mockery of the turkey who is alone on a platform being surrounded by a giggling press corps and maybe school children who, with all due respect, don't understand what all has transpired to bring that turkey to that place, and who are courted often from the inner city of Washington, D.C., as a way to make it look like our government cares about disenfranchised and relatively poor people and children, as a sort of substitute for really doing anything for education or poor people. But so the children are actually props, brought in as props. And the press corps is having a hilarious time, all at the expense of this bird. And President Obama is as bad as any president has ever been as far as displaying a jocular insensitivity toward these birds, the main turkey and his backup. And so you have presented to the public the idea that, yes, we're pardoning this turkey, which, first of all, is ridiculous, because how can you pardon an innocent creature? The turkey has done no wrong, although we have done lots of wrong to the turkeys. So you're pardoning an innocent creature. That's supposed to be funny. But it draws attention to the fact that all those millions of other turkeys were not pardoned. So there's that veiled threat in the act of pardoning the turkey. The president stands for the sort of ultimate authority and typically masculine authority who can give life or take it away, who holds the knife in his hand, who may choose not to employ the knife, but if he wanted to, he could. I also want to say in conclusion very quickly here how important it is for people to be kept aware of the fact, that is the nation's citizens, to be kept aware of the fact that a somebody has suffered and died for their sakes. That it's, even though we hear people in our movement, in the animal rights movement, say that we want, if slaughterhouses had glass walls, most people would become vegetarian. But I don't think we can totally count on that for everybody, or necessarily the majority of the population, unfortunately, because the idea of sacrifice of somebody else, whether it's our nation's young people going off to Iran, Afghanistan, or wherever, Vietnam, the idea of animals in laboratories, animals in the food sector, a turkey at Thanksgiving actually being a live sentient being who is suffering and dying for our sakes is a very potent idea that is that people like to know. So they, on the one hand, they don't want to know what about the slaughter and the idea that the turkey had a life and a miserable life in being treated as a food animal. But at the same time, people want to know that, yeah, this animal was alive and died for me so that I could live. So there are all those kinds of psychologies are going on simultaneously and are manifested in the turkey pardoning ceremony as on the Thanksgiving table, on most tables still in America.
Karen Davis with United Poultry Concerns. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week, right here on the station, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, aianimals.org.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue acoustic guitar pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 tube amp, just $149. Or a Presonus AudioBox USB interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Animals Today. How you doing, Lori?
I'm good.
I want to remind everyone to visit Animals Today at animalstodayradio.com. We've got all our previous shows up there for your listening pleasure. You know, a number of new species were discovered. They're still discovering new species in 2014. And I've got a couple highlights for you, okay?
Sounds great.
And there was a new tree-dwelling, cute little carnivore, a little mammal called Olenguito. I know you heard about that. He looks like a cross between a little cat and a teddy bear, actually. And it's the cutest little thing. We'll post his picture on the website. And he lives in the trees in Ecuador. And it's amazing. They're still finding these mammals, as cute as can be. Another newly discovered species. This is really amazing. This is a kind of anemone. Did I say that right? That's a tough one. Andrill anemone. And he or she or it lives under a glacier in the Ross Ice Shelf in Antarctica. Very small, less than an inch long, and most of their little yellow bodies are buried into the ice shelf and a bunch of tentacles sort of dangling into the frigid water below. And they're named after the Antarctic Geologic Drilling Program, which is Andrill. That's how you get Andrill. So they're still finding these little creatures as well. And a very fascinating little thing to live in this frozen water. They found a neat little shrimp they're calling the skeleton shrimp. That was identified for the first time this year. And this shrimp is fascinating because it's just an eighth of an inch to a tenth of an inch long and translucent. So it looks like a little mobile skeleton. This was found very close to us in Santa Catalina Island, right off the coast of Southern California. And so we've been there many times, Lori, and
yeah,
finding new animals there.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's very small, though. You got to know what you're looking for, right? And then one of the cutest little things is called a leaf-tailed gecko, also identified and named for the first time in 2014. And this gecko is peculiar because it's got unusual markings to really let it blend into its surroundings. Looks like a leaf, and it's got this broad tail. The tail is not skinny and slender. It almost looks like a flat spatula. And it's got markings that make it look just like fallen leaves. And it's found in Australia, in northeast Queensland. So it's very fascinating little creature. They're still finding them there. And others made the list, which I will not detail now, but I'll tell you, they include a little snail, a fungus. There's a new fungus among us, a new fly, and a new bacterium, all discovered in 2014.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, as you were reading that list of newly discovered species in 2014, I actually did a little research quickly, and I found a list of, this is at the All About Wildlife website, the 10 most endangered animals for 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So we have on the list ivory-billed woodpecker.
Yes.
A North American bird so endangered it may actually be extinct.
Yeah, it's hard to know when the last one is standing, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
A moor leopard, the yes, world's rarest cat, only 40 left in Russia's Far East.
Yes, that doesn't bode well for their prognosis.
Javan rhinoceros, no more than 60 of these swamp-dwelling Asian rhinos exist. Mm-hmm. Northern sportive lemur, mm-hmm. Northern right whale, mm. hunted to near extinction. 350 right whales still swim the Atlantic.
Wow.
The Seola, which is an Asian unicorn.
Unicorn. Like with a
horn in its head, I guess. Mm. Wow. Leatherback sea turtle.
Wait, a unicorn like a equine unicorn or some furry creature that happens to have a bone coming out of his head?
You know, I'm going to have to look this
up.
Okay. I didn't have time. You were too quick. Okay, leatherback sea turtle. The population of the world's largest turtle is dropping at an alarming rate. The Siberian tiger.
Yeah.
The world's biggest cat weighs as much as 300 kilos. Number 9, Chinese giant salamander, and humans are eating the world's largest amphibian into extinction. It's very sad.
Oh, my goodness.
And number 10, called the little dodo bird.
Yeah.
Samoa's little dodo bird is in imminent danger of following the large dodo into extinction.
I didn't know there was a little dodo.
Yeah.
I thought the dodo was gone. I didn't know there were more of them.
Well, now
I wonder if it's really the same family.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Too bad.
And, you know, time is running out for tigers. I just want to bring up tigers again.
Yeah.
Do you know how many wild tigers are left in the world, Peter? Do you want to take a guess?
How many wild tigers? Oh, some small, like less than 5,000,
yeah.
Something like that?
3,000.
Yeah.
Wild tigers left in the world.
Wow. Yeah. And there's lots more of them in captivity, isn't there?
More tigers in captivity.
Like in private hands.
Like people's pets.
Yeah.
Or in zoos,
yeah.
Than there are in the wild.
In jewelry commercials, they're
right.
Making a good living.
Right. Well, unfortunately, you know, due to the fact that the skin, bones, and body parts of from one tiger are worth tens of thousands of dollars on the Asian black market.
Yeah.
So that's the issue that we're having here.
A shame.
It sure is a shame. Okay. Very interesting.
Animals Today is largely supported by the California-based animal welfare organization advancing the interests of animals. So I want to invite you to visit aianimals.org, and there you will see all the activities of this nonprofit. We are in our end of the year fundraising drive, which keeps Animals Today on the air. Animals Today, you may know, is in multiple markets around the country, unique in the world of animal advocacy broadcasting. So please check us out at aianimals.org, and you can hit the little donate button, and we sure would appreciate your support to help keep this radio program on the air. And while you're there, you will see the other stuff that Advancing the Interest of Animals is up to, including a unique campaign designed to promote responsible guardianship of our companion animals in predominantly Spanish-speaking communities. Right, Lori?
Yes.
And one of the feature elements of this neat campaign are our Spanish-language billboards. So we've put up a number of billboards in Southern California, and you can go view them on the website, and you will see shocked humans with baskets full of puppies wondering, what the heck am I going to do now? All in Spanish.
And how to prevent that.
And that's the message. The message is you need to think ahead before the dogs get impregnated, right? So you need to fix your animals, and that's the main message from these particular billboards, right?
Right.
I think a lot of people don't realize how young an animal can reproduce.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a pretty common misconception? And before you know it, then you've got a pregnant mother and 6 or 8 new babies to deal with. And it's just a crisis, particularly if you have no mechanism to deal with these animals. They're expensive. Imagine the hit if you're not expecting all these puppies. It's a big expense. And then you end up with a basket full of puppies either at the shelter or, unfortunately, they get discarded in our part of the world. So that's our main message on this. One of the main messages on this campaign, to go out and please fix your pets.
Very good. Thanks, Peter.
You bet, Lori.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner from the animal welfare organization Advancing the Interests of Animals. Do you ever wonder what you can do to be nicer to animals or to help them? Here are a few things you can do to show your appreciation to our furry friends. You could donate to or volunteer at your local animal shelter. Walking the dogs and playing with the cats is a meaningful way to make a difference in the lives of homeless animals. You could be a foster parent. If you have the extra time and space, becoming a foster parent is a wonderful way to take some of the burden off our overcrowded shelters by giving an animal a loving place to live until their forever home is found. Increase your appreciation for wildlife by providing a welcoming space for butterflies, hummingbirds, and other creatures, or by simply driving cautiously through areas populated by wild animals such as deer, you are acting with compassion. These are only a few ideas to encourage you to continue thinking about your personal kindness towards animals. This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Please visit us online at AIAnimals.org.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Does the economy woes and the stock market volatility have you concerned about your ability to invest for retirement? Did you know that you can diversify part or all your retirement into more secure and potentially more lucrative investments? iDirect can show you how to buy real estate, tax liens, and more inside your IRA or 401k rollover. The investment opportunities are really limitless. You don't need to be at the mercy of the stock market with your IRA or 401k. You have options. Call now to learn more about buying alternative investments inside your retirement plan. To get the most value for this investment, you must have $25,000 in rollable retirement funds. Call iDirect now and get the info packet on self-directed IRA investing. 877-278-1030. 877-278-1030. 877-278-1030. That's 877-278-1030.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
So we're talking about Thanksgiving and turkeys. Peter, did you know in the 18th century, Congress voted between the bald eagle and the turkey to represent the national symbol of pride?
I heard the turkey was involved in that.
The turkey lost by a single congressional vote.
I think Franklin was a turkey advocate.
I believe so.
Okay.
So look, turkey was almost our national bird. And so holiday season is here. So, Peter, I want to talk about how we can keep our companion animals safe this time of year. And we do like to mention this every year around this time. So I have a quiz for you.
A quiz?
Pop quiz.
I hated those.
Oh, I know you do. I know you did.
Yeah.
Which of the following...
I still have nightmares.
You won't have nightmares about this quiz. Which of the following are poisonous to dogs? Macadamia nuts, grapes, chocolate, onion and garlic, or all of the above?
Well, it must be all of the above, right?
Yes, it is.
I did not know about those macadamia nuts, though.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So peanuts or peanut butter, I think, is okay for dogs, but not all nuts, obviously.
Mm.
Avocado.
Well, hopefully there'll be some left over for me.
So avocado, alcohol.
Yep.
Coffee, tea, and other caffeine products also very poisonous to dogs. Grapes and raisins, candy and gum, yeast dough. And, you know, Peter, it's always a good idea to keep the number of your local vet, the closest emergency clinic, and even the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center by in a convenient place. True or false? Slices of apples, oranges, bananas, and watermelon make tasty and safe treats for your dog.
Wow. Watermelon.
Yeah.
I would say probably they're all okay.
Yeah, that's true. And obviously you'd want to remove the seeds and stems and leaves before giving them these foods. But yes, watermelon.
Well, considering all the junk our dogs would be happy eating, and seeds are not going to bother them. But I never heard about that watermelon.
Yeah, very high in vitamin A and C and others, low in calories. And dogs, apparently dogs seem to like it.
Yeah.
Our dogs like apples and carrots.
Yes, they do like apples.
Yeah.
And carrots.
True or false, canned pumpkin can help maintain good digestive health for dogs and cats.
Canned pumpkin, I guess that's going to be true also.
Yeah. Yeah, pureed pumpkin with no added sugar or spice, of course, can help dogs and cats with both diarrhea and constipation. So you just add a little tablespoon or two or in proportion of their size to their regular meals, and it's been known to keep them regular.
Just fixes everything. You know, I didn't know cats were into pumpkin. I didn't know. I bet our cats would not eat a pumpkin.
I bet you you're right.
No.
Which of the following are poisonous to cats? Potpourri, holly, mistletoe, lilies, poinsettia, or all the above?
Yeah, that's probably all of those.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All of the above. You've got to be very careful with certain plants around cats. Electrical burns from chewing cords are a common holiday hazard for rabbits. True or false?
Rabbits. Oh, I wasn't thinking rabbits. I would say that rabbit probably chew on anything, so I'll say true.
Absolutely. So for any companion animal, make sure your electric cords are tucked away. Obviously, electrocution can occur. A punctured battery can cause burns to the mouth and esophagus.
Yeah. You know, I haven't thought much about living with a rabbit or rabbits, but do people who like rabbits just let them roam in the house? Do they just go anywhere?
Well,
is it a rabbit enclosure?
Yeah, I don't
rabbit
I really,
habitat?
I don't know much about rabbits as a companion animal, but there is a...
They have a following.
They absolutely do. And you have to be careful. Just like with dogs and cats, you have to be careful what's around. All the following can poison or kill our pets, but what is the most common sources of companion animal poisoning? Rodent poisons and insecticides, leftovers such as chicken bones, rubber bands, yarn, strings, and even dental floss are easy to swallow and can cause intestinal blockage and strangulation. Antifreeze that contains ethanol glycol. Human medications such as painkillers, including aspirin, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, cold medicines, or electric cords and batteries.
Whoa.
So okay. What is the most common source of companion animal harming or poisoning?
I am going to say the human medicines. I was doing so well.
Rodent poisons and insecticides, the most common source.
Really?
Yeah. But human medicine, boy, that's a big one, isn't it?
Well, easy to prevent. And I would think that most folks would not let their dogs or cats get near rodenticides or insecticides.
Yeah. According to many behaviorists, companion animals are often very energetic and happy during the holiday season, or are they extremely stressed out during this time of year?
They are stressed out.
Yeah, they are stressed out. And to minimize the holiday stress on your companion animal, board your animal during the holidays. That's choice one. Give your companion animal table scraps.
Choice B.
And extra treats.
Yes.
Or try to maintain a consistent routine, including feeding and exercise schedules.
We have talked about this. This consistency of the routine is the most important.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. The best way to minimize the added stress to your pet is to keep your pet's eating and exercise habits as close to their normal routine as possible. And listen, in addition, you want to consider giving your companion animal his own quiet space to retreat to with fresh water, place to snuggle, maybe a place to hide for many of the cats. True or false? More companion animals are reported lost during the holiday season compared to any other time of the year.
I'll say that's true.
False. Actually, it's 4th of July.
4th of
okay,
July.
Holiday season is the second close, but 4th of July, according to AmberAlert.com, Animal Control Services sees a 30% increase in lost pets from July 4th to the 6th. Mm. And Peter, 30 to 60% of lost pets are euthanized because they can't be properly identified and returned to their guardians.
That's an incredibly high number.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind. Of course, the holiday season is a problem too. Dogs can run off, doors are left open, company comes in and out, packages get delivered, right?
Yep.
Cats can run in and out without you even knowing. And then, of course, needless to say, your companion animal should be properly tagged and chipped and collar with current identification in the event they do escape.
Yes, the chip is – I would just like to repeat the deal about the chip.
Yeah.
So that's so important. And also, we had a guest a few years ago who reminded us of the obvious, which is just make sure you've got control over your doors. So as your guests – enter and leave, you know, you need to make sure, you know, stand by them, let them in and out.
Right. Good point. True or false, meat and poultry bones are safe for your companion animal and good for their teeth.
Good for their teeth. No, that's false.
That's very false. Bones are brittle. You have these sharp pieces. They can get lodged in your pet's intestine or esophagus, right? Causing truly a medical emergency. Peter, true or false, the water used to keep the Christmas tree is safe for your companion animal to ingest.
Mm, you know, that one I'm pretty sure is false. Who knows what's in there?
Right.
Put fertilizer in
there? Yeah, yeah. Many contain fertilizer and preservatives or, you know, at the very least, it gets stagnant and can breed bacteria, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, this can make your pet very ill if he or she consumes it. And similarly, cats also love these stringy things like ribbon and yarn and loose little parts. So be very careful. I mean, I'm telling you, in 2 seconds, a cat can get into these things and you never know what's in the cat's mouth. Remember, this happened to us, didn't it?
With a needle and thread, as I recall.
Yeah.
One of our cats.
Margarita.
The amazing thing is that she found the needle and thread in our house. But regardless, she had the thread in her mouth and the needle dangling from it, and she was just prancing around.
Yeah.
I think I grabbed it.
You did.
Right out of there.
You did.
More needles in the house.
Yes. And finally, of course, we don't want to forget to mention how important it is to protect our companion animals from the cold weather.
Right. Right. So, first of all, you need to leave them inside, right?
Right.
So your you've got a quote-unquote outdoor dog or cat, you know, bring them in. And then keep their paws nice and warm. You got these variety of little booties available. Wipe their paws off if they are exposed to salt and other stuff from the ground, right? And oh, I saw this great thing online the other day, and that is how to make a little cat enclosure. If you are taking care of outdoor cats or feral cats, there's a bunch of neat ways that you can make them a nice warm habitat.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, a little fun project.
Great. Okay, Peter, I give you an A-.
A minus. Minus.
Minus.
My best grade of the semester.
Okay, good job, and happy holidays to you from Animals Today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at aianimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the greatest feeling on earth at the greatest prices of the year. Like a Rogue Acoustic Guitar Pack, just $69. A Fender Champ 600 Tube Amp, just $149. Or a Presonus Audio Box USB Interface, just $69. And many more. Deals so good, they're worth lining up for. Expert advice, best selection, risk-free returns, and unbeatable prices. This Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store or guitarcenter.com.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for tuning in to Animals Today. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
I'm great.
You know where those pardon turkeys go?
To a ranch.
Yeah, they go to a place called Morven Park in Leesburg, Virginia. This is where those pardon turkeys go to live out the rest of their short lives. This is not a taxpayer-funded thing. They live in this enclosure with heat lamps, and initially a gift from a local broker and turkey enthusiast got this going. So Caramel, one of two White House turkeys moved there in January, was recently seen there strutting around. He came very heavy, like they're supposed to be, and they had to put him on a little diet so he could get around. So now he weighs, instead of 40 pounds, he weighs between 30 and 35 pounds. Another turkey, Popcorn, who was pardoned by Obama last Thanksgiving, died earlier this year. So these pardoned turkeys, you know, they are not bred to live a normal turkey life. They're bred to grow hugely large, very fast, and then become food. And so it's not such a great deal either way.
Right.
So, but you can go visit these turkeys if you want. There is a place that they actually go. So, dogs are sloppier than cats when they drink, right? You've noticed that. Like, cats don't splash their water all around out of their bowls or their glasses, right?
Right.
But dogs, particularly the big ones, make a big mess when they're drinking.
Right.
Well, you know, our tax dollars are going to fund important research. At least the source of the funding is disputed, but I will just tell you that there is now high-resolution slow-motion video showing how cats drink and how dogs drink, and they are different and explain why cats are so tidy. They stick their tongues straight down into the surface and then pull it right back out and bring a column of liquid up into their mouths, and it's nice and neat, with no splashing, a couple of little ripples on the surface. But the dogs almost slap their tongues on the surface of the water as their first move, causing a lot of mess. And the bigger the dog, the bigger the splash.
And you're saying our taxpayer dollars goes to this important research?
You know, that's one of the criticisms, but I could not verify where this research is coming.
Okay.
Where this is coming from. But if you want to, if you just go online and you can see the actual footage for yourself if you're awfully bored. But at least you'll know. My favorite video of the week depicted a California nonprofit staging a demonstration of sorts in a supermarket. So they went into the supermarket sort of quietly, took a frozen chicken from the its freezer, and then proceeded to have a funeral service for this chicken as a protest about consuming animals. And, you know, the crowd, the shoppers tried to disperse them, and ultimately the police came and got the protesters to sort of move on. So it made me wonder, you know, is this, what do you think about that, protesting a chicken in a supermarket? Do you think that is a good way to state your views? I mean, publicity stunt, I mean, helpful in any way?
I really don't think so, Peter.
Yeah.
I think people do not get the message, and I think people look at these individuals, these protesters, as being a little kooky.
Yeah, and that I think that was our conclusion earlier when we had a nice discussion with a fellow we met while we were engaged with our in our own protest of a rodeo that had come to our hometown, Palm Springs, California. And this, and you know, we were, you know, doing the usual anti-rodeo sort of things, and we've had our posters, megaphone, and don't really like the rodeo for lots of reasons. But this guy comes, he says, you know, you guys should be, if you care about animals, you should be protesting in front of the supermarket. And, you know, it sort of took us back a little bit until we sort of understood what he's saying. And really, indeed, you could protest in front of a supermarket, but really it doesn't get you anywhere. It makes you look a little kooky.
Right.
And it's not going to do much for the status of your nonprofit. It's not going to make people want to rally around you and send your nonprofit donations. It's just going to make you look sort of peculiar.
You think protesting, you know, the turkeys or having a funeral for a dead frozen chicken is going to make people not want to buy a chicken or turkey for Thanksgiving?
Right.
I don't think so.
Well, I watched the video. What can I say?
Okay.
So I could just share it with all you guys. You know, the there was a pet dog of a person who developed Ebola in Spain last month, and the dog was euthanized out of fear of it being a source. Well, the killing of the dog was the source of a complaint filed against the health official, and the judge just ruled that the health authorities did not commit a crime when they euthanized the dog Excalibur that belonged to that nursing assistant. So
the dog truly did have Ebola?
The dog did not, but it was everyone was freaked out that it could be a risk, so they just did a preemptive killing.
Ah, well, yeah. Every living being could be a risk if you're around a person.
Well, too bad for Excalibur, but that's what the judge ruled. It was not a violation of any laws.
Okay.
Back to the States, I'll just tell you that in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, dog lovers are celebrating by having a parade because the 2004 ban on pit bulls has been overturned. And so they had a parade with at least 40 of the handsome dogs sponsored by the group Pit Bulls for PTSD. And now dogs all over Pawtucket are free.
Wow.
Yeah, overruled.
Love those dogs.
We do.
Just love those pit bulls and pit bull mixes. They're just so beautiful. Thanks, Peter.
You bet, Lori.
Good summary of news items this past week. And thank you for tuning in to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.